Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thanks so much for joining me today on The Daily Hit. Visit jasonjohncalward.com for these podcasts and additional content. And I'd love to hear your feedback and verse recommendations. You can do all of that on the website or my social media. Again, thanks for listening. Please share this with your friends. Let's get to today's verse. There is a beautiful passage of scripture in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says this, "I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And there's so much in this verse, it's kind of hard to just spend 5 minutes on it. But, you know, something that may be a little gruesome to think about, I guess, but something that I think is necessary for us to understand is the moment we say yes to Jesus. I mean, for you, it may have been at an altar, it may have been at a youth camp, it may have been on the job somewhere, it may have been just somewhere out in random, you just had a moment with the Lord, somebody led you to him. Wherever that is, you have to understand that in the metaphorical and spiritual sense, that your old nature, your sin nature that you were born with, was crucified on that cross with Jesus. This is one of the reasons why baptism is something that we do. You know, at our church, we teach that baptism is more than just showing people that you've made a decision for Jesus, but it's the burying of your old nature. Your old nature died on the cross with Jesus based on this specific passage here in Galatians chapter 2. And when something dies, you have to do something with the dead body. And so what we do is we bury the dead. Burying is what most times we do with that, and that's what the watery grave of baptism is to represent. And it's more than just a metaphor. It's you letting go of that old nature, being raised to new life in Christ Jesus. That's the point of baptism. But there is no baptism unless there has been the crucifixion with Christ. And so what do we get with that? Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's kind of hard sometimes to get to that moment where you're crucifying your flesh. And I got to be honest, even after you make that initial yes to Jesus, I think the crucifixion of your flesh is something that has to happen on a daily level, because it's like the flesh is constantly trying to be resurrected inside of you. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you've said yes to Jesus and you're still living with or struggling with sin, that sin is the result of us, of you, allowing that old nature to be resurrected, at least in that specific area. So what you might want to do is you might want to just stop right now and recommit that part of you to the Lord. Say, God, I'm obviously struggling with this. It's something I used to struggle with before I said yes to you. It's something that I'm struggling with now. I clearly have not given this to you. So I give this to you right now in this moment. And what does Jesus do with it? He crucifies it on the cross. Why? It's because you no longer get to live once you've been crucified. It's Christ living in you. Don't forget, you weren't just a sinner. You were dead in your sin. You were dead in your trespasses. It was over with, kaput. And when Jesus came along and you recognized him and you were offered salvation and you received that salvation, it wasn't just lost becoming found. It was a dead person coming to life. That life comes from Jesus Christ. And now the life that you live within your physical flesh, you live by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. So everything that you are, it's like, think about it like this, it'll change your life. That everything you are, you owe to Jesus Christ who loved you and gave himself for you. And so I don't know about you, but what it makes me want to do is it makes me want to do everything I can to make sure that my flesh is minimized and that Christ is maximized so that he can live and not my flesh. Because I have to remember, my flesh is on a cross, dead. My flesh is buried in a watery grave. I'm no longer alive, but it's Christ who lives inside of me. What does that mean that you're not the individual that you were before and all that? No, absolutely not. I mean, in fact, that's a part of the beauty of this, is that God created you, and even your personality, your quirks, your crazy thoughts, and just like how you act and live, and whether you have quirky or not, he created you how you are for a purpose and for a reason. And he had this plan that he thought about way before he ever said, let there be light. And he waited until the right year and the right day and time for you to be injected into that plan. And because of that, he wants you to live, but not live in terms of your flesh and doing what you want to do when you want to do it, but to live in terms of his life in you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, whatever you think that is the best for yourself, or the thing that, oh, I want to do this, God has such a better plan for you than what you have for yourself. And whenever I say yes to Jesus, what I do is I willingly lay my life in his hands. I'm crucified with Christ. And the result is that it's not me living anymore. It's Christ living in me. It's the life I live in the flesh being lived by faith in the Son of God. I'm going to tell you, that is the way we are intended to live. And I'm so thankful for the sacrifice that Jesus made for me so that in me he could live. If you're in the North Houston area and are looking for a great church home, visit freedomdl.com. And to financially support this podcast with a tax-deductible donation, visit jasonjohncowart.com/partner.